We are talking about the Great Commission. Jesus didn't suggest it. He commanded that we would go into all the world and preach the gospel. Some people have the ideal it's for just preachers or just a few. And that's the reason why the statistics show us that less than 5% of every believer will ever win a soul to Jesus. Let me ask you this. When is the last time you told somebody about the Lord? I also shared this scripture last time, Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I thought about that. How do we delight ourselves in the Lord? Well, we are his children. How do you delight your parents? How does your children delight you? If you're married, we are the bride of Christ. How do you delight in one another? I believe that we delight ourselves in the Lord when we are what he wants us to be what God has called us to be, to do what he has called us to do. I believe that's how we delight ourselves in the Lord. We honor him that way. We respect, love, and obey him. That word desire basically means that he puts his desire within us when we obey him. Now, I want to tell you that what God desires for your life is far better than anything that you have desired for yourself. My friend, delight yourself. Obey him. Now, Jesus, he comes to the disciples and he tells them to follow him. And then he says, I will make you fishers of men. When he says, follow me, that simply says, obey me. Jesus comes to them and he says, follow me. In other words, obey me. Do what I do. Be like me. Not just follow me by walking behind me, but being what I am. Well, Jesus, he is the great example. And so he was always going about looking for the one, seeking those that he could impart truth to, the things of the kingdom. Are you following Jesus today? If you're not, we need to repent. There have been times that Sharon has to repent. I'll never forget one day coming to work and there was somebody that really needed a ministry. And I thought, if I stop and do this, I'm going to be late for work. And Jesus said to me in my spirit, you will talk to me and you will talk about me. You will do it to the masses, but can you do it to the one? And I said, yes, Lord. And a life was changed that day. And there was a lot of joy. Friends, if you want to be a joyous Christian, obey him. Tell somebody about the Lord today. Here at He's Alive Radio, that's what we're endeavoring to do. In fact, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. But we must have your help to do that. The bills have to be paid. And they're paid when people like you who listen support. Would you write to us today with your best love gift? For a gift of $15 or more, we will send to you our coaching CD with Jeff Liebengood. And it's about taking your health back. Practical ways that you can do that. Simple things that you can do to improve the quality of your life. It's yours. $15 or more. Our address is He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. Have a Jesus-filled day.